प्रदायिने वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। माय हम्बल ओबेइसेंसेस इन द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय दीक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट श्री श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। टुडे वी हैव डन व्यास पूजा। दिस व्यास पूजा इन कमिंग फ्रॉम एंशियंट डेज वेरी वी एंशियंट डेज Actually, this puja is of Vyas Dev, Shaktavish avatar of Krishna. He wanted to glorify Krishna. He wanted to establish that Vedas are showing all that Krishna is supreme. He was not satisfied by that. He made Brahma Sutra, essence of all the Upanishads, Vedas. He divided Vedas four. He made so many Purans, Mahabharata even, for low class of persons, even for ladies also. And even he was not satisfied, then Vyas came, his guru Narada came, and he instructed him to glorify Krishna and his boyhood, his childhood, pastimes, and especially beautiful, sweet pastimes of his young age with gopis. And then he, in his trance, he saw all these things. And he manifested it for all general people who were ignorant. So, all the Vedic literature means only to Krishna, Supreme Lord and Krishna. So he is called Vyas. Especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, who is Krishna Nandanandan? Vividly he has established there his instructions also. And how to have Braja Prem in the guidance of gopis, which was cleared by our Goswami, especially Rupa Goswami, all these things. So he is Vyas. Anyone glorifying Krishna here and there, on the seat of Vyas, they are also Vyas. So Sukadeva Goswami is also Vyas. His disciples in his line, all are Vyas. So today we have done it. I want to discuss about Guru Tattva. There are so many qualified persons. I am requesting first Govinda Prabhu to speak two words on Guru Tattva first.
Om Agina Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, as others have been instructed to speak, somehow or other I've gotten the same instruction. The subject is Guru Tattva. Guru Tattva takes a primary position in the pantheon of Krishna conscious teachings. So much a primary position that Rupa Goswami, in describing the 64 angas of bhakti, he began with this particular concept: Guru Padashraya Tasmat Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam Vishrambena Guru Seva Sadhu Vartmanu Vartanam. These first four of his teachings, all four out of 64, all center on Guru. And even the fifth, Saddharma Prichchati, also. The first of them means Guru Parashraya Tasmat, that the first of all instructions is that one must find a bona fide spiritual master and surrender totally at his feet. The second of them, Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam, that there's an absolute need to take Diksha mantras from that Guru and Siksha as well, teachings in the finer practices of Krishna consciousness. And Guru, Vishrambena Guru Seva, that means that when one finds that Guru and takes initiation and takes siksha from him, he should serve him with like inspired intimacy. And Sadhu Vartmanu Vartanam, that one should, when one tries to understand what path to follow in my Krishna consciousness, the answer is one, that I should follow the path that the sadhus have previously chalked out and set in front of us. Our Srila Prabhupada had a very strong sense of this, and it reminds me, you asked me to speak on Guru Tattva. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there's a shloka, Vyavasayatmika Buddhirekeya Kuru Nandana. Some people know. In any case, it means that with one-pointed intelligence, one-pointed focus, you can follow the path of Krishna consciousness. But in his purport to this, Prabhupada mentions that his inspiration for Krishna consciousness came from this concept, especially as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada nagati kutopi dhyayang stuvang yasya yasya stri shandyang bande guru shi charanaravindam. So he mentions this verse, which means that without the mercy of the spiritual master an individual can make no advancement in Krishna consciousness. And by the mercy of the spiritual master only, one gets God, one gets Krishna consciousness itself. And therefore I should offer my Dandavat Pranams regularly to my Gurudev, and I worship his lotus feet. So these things were inspiring our Srila Prabhupada, and like Srila Prabhupada, I've seen Srila Gurudev so dedicated to the very principle and the idea that everything rests on the principle of Guru Tattva. According to dedication to Guru, revelation of Radha Krishna Nityalila Mahaprabhu's teachings, everything will come. Like Sakshat Dhari. Sakshat means like there's a window, something perfectly transparent. And when you look at that clean window, you don't see that. You only see what's on the other side. You don't see any obstruction. So to actually see Guru and serve Guru sincerely means automatically, non-differently, to serve Radha Krishna Kanjugal Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all their instructions. So it's like the secret of Guru Varga. How can, by serving Guru, one automatically gets the service of Radha Krishna themselves? So you can understand by the example. When there's something perfectly transparent, you see that thing. This is the word sakshat, means it's the same as. And Srila Jiva Goswami gives a commentary that it doesn't mean he's the same non-different entity from Krishna, but it means he's so clear and transparent that by seeing him, automatically, Krishna is seen. So, Guru Tattva is an inconceivable tattva, achintya. How by seeing Guru can I see God? But yasya prasadad bhagavat prasada yasya prasada nagati katopi. Automatically, the mystery of our Guru Parampara is by that vishrambena guru seva, by that intimate service to Guru, one will find himself in intimate service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you.
Thank you. Shyam Rani.
Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namah. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words about Sri Guru Tattva. So we've heard the verses explaining Guru Tattva from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. As Srila Gurudev quoted this morning, Acharya Mam Vijnanam. Sri Krishna himself says that one should see the Acharya or the Guru as my very self. One should not envy him as one would envy an ordinary human being. And one should understand that he himself is the sum total of all demigods, or he's the abode of all demigods. We read in the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shiksha Guru Ke To Jani, Krishnara Swarup. The Shiksha Guru is non-different from Krishna's nature or personality. Krishna himself appears in the form of Antarjami, or the super soul in the heart, and also as Shrestha Bhakta, the topmost devotee, in order to deliver the aspiring devotees. So Krishna appears as Paramatma and as the best devotee. When Srila Gurudev was having his festival in Florida a few years ago in Alachua, I asked him at the end of the class, Paramatma knows everything. And it's also stated that Sri Guru knows everything. They're both omniscient. So what's the difference between the two? I expected him to say that Guru knows just a little bit less than Paramatma, because Paramatma is, after all, God himself. So instead, Gurudev said, Guru knows much more than Paramatma. Paramatma cannot enter into Goloka Vrindavan, and even that Sri Krishna who is in Goloka Vrindavan, he does not know as much as Guru. Krishna is so busy playing with the cows, coward boys, and gopis that he doesn't have time to think of all the sufferings of all the conditioned souls in the material world. But his condensed mercy thinks of them. And when his condensed mercy takes a shape, that shape is Sri Guru. So we've heard these verses. Also, Guru Rupa Krishnahana Shastra Pramani. The Diksha Guru is non-different from the form of Krishna. The Krishna takes the form of the Guru in order to deliver the devotee. So we've heard all these verses, and we may think, yes, Guru knows Krishna, but he doesn't know everything about this material world. I can cheat him in my activities. There's one incident that took place. Gurudev was chastising a disciple. I know you beat my wife, your wife. I've given my daughter to you. You don't realize what wealth you've gotten. I know you beat her. Oh no, Gurudev, I promise I have not beaten her. I was there, I saw. And then he had to admit. So Sri Guru is everywhere that he wants to be. He knows the pulse of the disciple, and he's in the heart of his disciple, and nobody can hide anything from him. He said in France in 1997 in one lecture, you may think that you can hide something. If you go and see the Guru and he says, oh, how are you? I'm fine. No problem, no problem. We're hiding the fact that I have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, thinking that if I tell my Guru, then he'll ruin all my plans. So Srila Gurudev explained that if we think like that, then it's like it begins as a hole in a needle. But then that hole becomes so big that an elephant can fit through that hole, and the result is an atom bomb. Our entire bhakti is destroyed. Srila Gurudev explained in Australia. Australia is just exactly on the opposite side of the Pacific Ocean. So just as breezes and waves come in from the ocean from one continent to another, so I'd like to share with you some very beautiful waves and moods of Srila Gurudev on his own Vyasa Puja Day. For 2 years in Mawilambars, he explained the principle. He said, who can bluff Guru? Because what is the identity of Sri Guru? Someone who himself can bluff Krishna, how can he be bluffed? He surprisingly quoted the verse from Guru Vastakam, Nikunja Jorno Rati Keli Sidhoi. In his Siddha Deya form, as he said this morning, no male can enter into those pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So in another form, he has that form of maidservant of Srimati Radhika. And he's so powerful that he can bluff even Sri Krishna himself. He comes out into the forest, or she comes out into the forest, and Krishna is there waiting for Srimati Radhika. And that maidservant of Srimati Radhika says, I'm sorry, Radhika couldn't come out. Krishna is burning in anxiety and separation. But she says, Radhika could not come out today. Her mother-in-law wouldn't allow it. Now Krishna is just about to faint. And then Radhika comes out, having been hidden in a nearby kunj, and Krishna comes back to life. So someone who can bluff Krishna, cheat Krishna. That is, Krishna's looking, and the maidservant may point. Radhika went in that direction. So Krishna, very much in anxiety, runs, and then Radhika is not there. And he comes back so forlorn. So one who can cheat Krishna, or cheat Srimati Radhika's mother, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, as we saw in yesterday night's play, for the service of Radha and Krishna, so they may meet. Such a powerful guru who can bluff even Radhika's in-laws, how can anyone bluff such a personality? Then Srila Gurudev said, who is Guru? Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Guru, as Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prays in his Manashiksha. Sachi Sunam Nandisvara Pati Sutat Ve Guru Varam. O mind, you should see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from the son of Nanda and as the supreme and original Guru. He is Krishna in the form of Sri Radhika as the greatest Guru. Srila Gurudev gave the example of one very great scholar named Ballabha Bhatt, and he challenged Mahaprabhu and he said that I know from Vedic culture that the wife is not supposed to utter the name of her husband. So Krishna is the supreme husband, and you Gaudiya Vaishnavas are chanting his name directly. So Mahaprabhu very quickly answered, since he's the omniscient, all-knowing, all-pervading Lord, he immediately answered, the wife's first duty is to follow the instructions of the husband, and the husband's order is, chant my name always. And then Ballabha Bhatt said, well, I want you to hear from me all my various significant meanings of the holy name of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu immediately said, as the omniscient Lord, I know only two meanings, Jashoda Nandan and Shyamasundar. He's the color of a black tamal tree, and he's the son of Mother Yasoda. I have no capacity to know any other meaning. So at every point, Ballabha Bhatt was defeated. So just as no one can defeat Mahaprabhu, no one can defeat that person who is the embodiment of Mahaprabhu. That is, who has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his heart. Who can fool him? Who can bluff him? Srila Gurudev explained in another Vyas Puja lecture when he was describing Nikunja Jorno that Sri Guru, who is in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, is the real and perfect Guru. The supreme Guru is Sachi Sunam Madit Nandisvara Pati Sutatve, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he is none other than Krishna in the mood of Radha. And who is the Guru, the supreme Guru of Krishna? That's Srimati Radhika herself, and that's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just one last thing. So, who is the servant of the Guru of Krishna? He is the perfect Guru. He is the complete Guru. All other pure devotees who have control over their senses, who follow the first verse of Upadeshamrit, like Srila Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad, they are partial Guru. Full Guru is the servant of the supreme Guru of Krishna. Those who are falling down, they're not even devotees, what to speak of gurus. But other pure devotees are partial Guru, and we're so fortunate that we have before us today the perfect and full Guru, the servant of Srimati Radhika. So he's not only the embodiment of Nityananda Prabhu or Mahaprabhu or Vyasdev, full Vyasdev is in his heart, but he's also the manifestation of Srimati Radhika, and even Baladev takes the form of Ananga Manjari to serve that same Radhika who he has full association with 24 hours a day.
I wanted to speak all these things, but he has taken everything, now nothing to speak me. Thank you to speak. Very good and deep. Now, Sriman Padmanabh Maharaj will speak. Her remembrance is very... He remembers where what I have told. She is my dictionary.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Girim Yatkripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundinataranam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. On this most auspicious occasion of the Divine Appearance Day of our beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnupadasto Tarasata Sri Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I'm first of all, before I speak on the subject of Guru Tattva as ordered by Srila Gurudev, I'm offering my Dandavat Pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to my Diksha Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Asto Tarasata Sri Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And secondly, I'm offering my Dandavat Pranams to my beloved Siksha Gurudevs, equally to Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupadasto Tarasata Sri Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. And especially on this auspicious day, I'm attempting to lay my heart, my body, my mind, my words at the lotus feet of my most merciful Siksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Shri Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And also my Dandavat Pranams to all of my Rupanuga Guru Varga, all of the Gaudiya Guru Parampara Acharyas, and to all of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, who have come to this very auspicious assembly, and especially to so many of my very worshipable God brothers and God sisters, many of whom are most superior to me and senior to me. What we heard from Srimati Shamarani Didi, as Srila Gurudev told, it is practically speaking telling everything and the topmost understanding of Guru Tattva. What is the truth of Guru? In the highest sense. But we can also analyze the position of Guru from the beginning platform. That is, that every one of the living entities, jiva souls, who are here within this material world, embodied in various bodies in so many millions of species of life, they are all actually the eternal parts and parcels of the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But they have all, in this material world, forgotten their relationship with Krishna. And forgetting this relationship, they have now become captured by the Maya potency, the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. And they have been awarded this temporary, physical, gross body made of five elements and also a subtle body made of mind, intelligence, and ego. And now the living beings have been mounted on the wheel of time and they are rotating body after body after body for millions of lifetimes. And this is going on according to their karma. They're executing so many activities and they're reaping the fruits of their good and bad actions in the form of so much sufferings and also some temporary enjoyments. But everyone in the material world has forgotten their relationship with God and therefore they're suffering. And there is no way to remember this relationship with the Supreme Lord without the help of God Himself coming to the aid, coming to the rescue of the Jiva soul and helping him to again revive his eternal relationship. So how does the Supreme Lord do this? He does this in two forms. First of all, within this material world, every soul who is embodied, the Supreme Lord comes himself personally. He manifests his form in the form of Antaryami. Antaryami means the guru who is within the heart. In other words, God himself is traveling with the Jiva soul within this body. So, just in the Vedas it is described, as two birds are sitting together on the branch of a tree, one bird is very preoccupied with trying to eat the fruits on the tree, and he is not even noticing that sitting just next to him on the same branch is his very dearmost friend. But that friend, that other bird, he is very self-satisfied, Atmaram. And he is only watching. He is observing the other bird who is looking here and there, how he can enjoy the fruits of the tree. And he is waiting. When will my friend turn in my direction? And when will he notice that I am sitting next to him so that now a relationship can begin? So this example is there, that every living being has the presence of the Supreme Lord within their heart, but they cannot recognize that. They are unable to perceive his presence, although he is there and he is also giving guidance to the Jiva soul, inspiring so many thoughts. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna himself is telling Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sanni Vishto Matak Smritir Gyanam Apohanam Cha. I am situated within everyone's heart, and from me is coming remembrance, knowledge, and also forgetfulness. So it is the destiny of every Jiva soul to ultimately discover their relationship with the Supreme Lord, who is situated even within their own heart. But this cannot be done by the power of the Jiva soul who is conditioned in this material world. And therefore, to give his causeless mercy to that Jiva soul, the Supreme Lord himself appears externally, before the very vision of that conditioned soul, in the form of Sri Guru. And that form is the very embodiment of the mercy of Krishna. That form is the means through which Krishna actually gives his mercy to the Jiva soul and delivers him from this material world. So, in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Uddhava, very great devotee of Krishna, topmost devotee of Krishna, he expressed to Krishna at the end of hearing all of his divine instructions, Naivo payantya pachitam kavayastavesha brahmayushapi kritam riddham mudaksmaranta yontar bahistanubritam Ashubham vidunvan acharya chaitya vapusha swagatim vyanakti. He tells to Krishna, oh my dear Lord Krishna, even the greatest persons who are the most learned scholars, kavis, within this material universe, even if they had the entire duration of life of Lord Brahma, which spans over billions upon billions of years, and for this entire length of time, they would try to express their gratitude to you. They would not be able to completely express this, because you yourself appear in these two forms, Antar and Bahi. Antar, you appear within the heart of the Jiva soul in order to deliver him. And Bahi, oh, you appear as the Sri Guru, and you give all the necessary instructions by which that soul may be able to realize his relationship and approach your lotus feet and come to you. So Uddhava becomes overwhelmed in joy by expressing in this way to Krishna, because he understood that the jiva soul is helpless within this world. Unless Krishna comes in this form of his condensed mercy, in the form of the Sri Guru Dev, to give this help to the conditioned soul would be bound to remain here within this material world for millions upon millions of lifetimes. So how is it possible to express this gratitude? Therefore, the Vedas are telling us that if someone wants to discover, if he is searching for his eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, and he wants to learn this absolute truth, then tasmad guru prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmani upasham mashrayam. If one wants to know this absolute truth, tasmad guru prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam, they want to know what is their topmost shreya, their eternal benefit of their soul, then they will have to prapadyeta. They will have to surrender to the lotus feet of the representative of God in this world, who is actually Sakshad Haritvena, non-different manifestation of the Supreme Lord, to rescue the conditioned souls. But he must also be able to determine who is that guru, by what qualities and qualifications that I can recognize him. So therefore it is stated in the Vedas, his qualities, his nature and character are described. Shabde parecha nishnatam brahmani upashamashrayam. This means, shabde parecha nishnatam, he has realized the absolute knowledge of the Vedas. As Gurudev was telling, Krishna himself has appeared as Vyas, and he himself has given all the Vedic literatures to enlighten the conditioned souls, to give this eternal knowledge to them. So therefore, when Sri Guru appears within this world, he also manifests this divine knowledge of the Vedas, and he himself is coming in disciplic succession. In Guru Parampara, he has heard this knowledge from his Guru, and in a long chain of Gurus by which this knowledge is descending, Shabde Pare, and he has become fully conversant with it. And Nishnatam Brahmani, he has become fully acquainted with the absolute truth, the absolute goal of all knowledge, which is to realize the Supreme Truth, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He has direct realization of that truth. And thusly, he is completely brahmani upashamashrayam. He is detached from all the temporary things of this world. He is not a person of this world who is looking here and there for the temporary enjoyments. He is completely detached, and his only business here is to manifest pure bhakti within the hearts of the living entities, pure love and devotion for Krishna. Therefore, he comes in this form of the pure devotee, who himself is the acharya. He is acting, he is demonstrating to all the living entities how they can serve Krishna, how they can perform pure bhakti within this world. And therefore, in the Vedas, it is telling us that those who serve and surrender to this Sri Gurudev, yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tatagoro tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. Anyone who accepts Sri Gurudev as a non-different manifestation of the Supreme Lord, and he has equal devotion, para bhakti, to Sri Guru and the Supreme Lord himself, both of them simultaneously, then to that person, tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante, all the eternal truths of the Vedas will be revealed within the heart of that very, very fortunate soul. So, as we heard this morning, Srila Gurudev was telling us of his own surrender at the lotus feet of his Guru Maharaj, how he gave his whole body, mind, words, all of his desires, all of his attachments, he placed them at the lotus feet of his Gurudev. And he is teaching us that this is the only way by which we may actually attain this great gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give and that he is personally delivering to all of us. So on this holy, divine, auspicious appearance day of our beloved Gurudev, I'm praying at his lotus feet and praying on behalf of all the devotees present here and throughout the world that we may lay our heads at his lotus feet fully and fully surrender, completely surrender to his manobishtam, his inner heart's desire. Try to fulfill his inner heart's desire, which is to become qualified to receive this Braja Prem that he is coming to give on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I am praying that all of the anartas which are inhibiting us, all of the false ego, that he will take these away and he will accept our devotion at his lotus feet. Vancha kalpaturubhascha kripa sindhubhivacha patitanam bhavanebhyo.
Thank you. Oh, Bhaktivedanta Ashram Maharaj. Good.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakayam Chakshu Unmilitam Jainam Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So today, on the most auspicious day of the appearance of our Srila Gurudev, first I'd like to offer my most respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pavishnu Vishnu Parasto Tarasato Shishmat Srila Gaura Govinda Goswami Maharaj. Also, my most respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Param Gurudevs, Nitya Lila Pavishnu Vishnu Parasto Tarasato Shishmat Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and Nitya Lila Pavishnu Vishnu Parasto Tarasato Shishmat Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And especially today, as Sripad Padmanabh Maharaj has said, I'd like to offer not my obeisances, but my body, my mind, my heart. I'd like to make an attempt to offer this unto lotus feet of our Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. So Srila Gurudev, he has explained that one who is actually qualified, who is carrying that knowledge of Srila Vyasadev, who's sitting on Vyasasan, that he is also Vyas. And he's explained that that Srila Vyasadev has expanded that knowledge, the original knowledge of the Vedas, Vista Karan. Another meaning of the word Vyas, as I've heard from Srila Gurudev, is that it means diameter. That in a circle, you have a line coming from one end to the other end, touching the middle. Then that diameter, this is Vyas. That the meaning of this is that such representative of the Lord, who is also Vyas, that he is always keeping the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, in the center. And he is coming from that transcendental abode and coming into this material world and traveling throughout the world and explaining the glories of the transcendental world and also what is this material world. He's explaining all tattva, maya tattva, jiva tattva, bhakti tattva. Also, he's realized in bhava tattva and prem tattva that such a person, he is really qualified to sit on the seat of Vyas. That he's traveling in this world out of mercy. It has already been explained that Krishna, he is an ocean of mercy, Karuna Sindhu. But seeing the suffering of the living entities of this material world, when that ocean, it manifests a form in this material world, then that mercy of Krishna manifests in the form of Sri Guru. Guru Krishna Rupahana Shastra Raparman, Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Korin Bhaktagan. That, what is the position of Guru? Guru Krishna Rupahana. That Guru, that he is none different, that he is the form, the manifestation of Krishna in this world. Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa. That when Krishna, he is manifesting his mercy in this world, then it manifests in the form of Sri Guru. And he's coming. And very, very mercifully, he is distributing profusely this mercy coming from the spiritual world. That it has been said that Srila Gurudev, that he is there serving Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the transcendental world, in Goloka Vrindavan. I have no realization of this. But what small experience I have is how Srila Gurudev, he has picked me up from such a suffering situation, and how very, very mercifully he's feeding me with his divine love. I remember when I first came in contact with Srila Gurudev, that when I first came in contact, it was in February 96. At that time, my divine Diksha Guru, he had just left the planet, departed for Golok Vrindavan. And some of our God brothers, we went to Navadvip, Sri Navadvip Dham, and it was at the beginning of the Navadvip Parikrama, and Srila Gurudev was there with many of his sannyasi God brothers. And as we were sitting in the back of the room and just coming and taking the darshan of Srila Gurudev, immediately my heart went to Srila Gurudev. I became automatically, spontaneously, totally attracted. I was completely bewildered because such spontaneous mood, this is not in my nature. I'm a very dry person. So I just kept it within. And my God brothers, when we walked away, they were saying, "Hey, Govinda, what's wrong with you? What's wrong?" And I was just keeping within. "No, I'm okay. No problem." And then after some time, then they started to say, "Oh, Govinda, he's going to jump camp. He's going to jump camp." I started being described as a prostitute. So then, I went back to England, and there I resumed my duties as temple president. And then a few months later, then Srila Gurudev, he came on his first world tour. And he was in Amsterdam, and one of my God brothers, he arranged that Srila Gurudev would come to the temple. Ragna Bhatta Prabhu. Actually, I owe him so much. At that time, I thought, "Oh, you're giving me big headache. So, all the devotees in our temple, when they heard that, "Oh, Srila Narayan Maharaj is coming to England," then all were running. "Yes, we must go and take darshan. We must go. Because they were all radical. They had one understanding, that under any condition, that where there's bona fide sadhu, then you have to break all barriers to go and get sadhu sangha. This was the mercy of the teachings of my Diksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad, Srila Gaura Govinda Swami. But I was temple president. I had responsibility. I could not go. I said, "Oh, what am I going to do?" I became so much anxiety that I had a fever. I developed a fever. And I was just laying there in the corridor, sick. And then the regional secretary rang me up
and said, "Oh, Govinda, you're not inviting Narayanmars to the temple, are you?" I said, "No, what made you think something like that?" I would never do a thing like that. Then I said, "But look, he's coming. We should go and we should see what he's all about on behalf of ISKCON. We should go and really check this out. Make sure everything is above board, blah, blah, blah." He said, "Yes, you're right. We should go." So then, Srila Gurudev, the day before he was coming, then my regional secretary, he rang me. He said, "Govinda, I can't go." I said, "What?" "Oh, actually, when we made the arrangement, we're going to go, immediately, spontaneously, my fever was gone. I started jumping. Yes, I'm going to get Sadhu Sangha. I'm going to get Sadhu Sangha." Of course, Sadhu Sangha is not so cheap. Not just seeing the external form of Sadhu, but really surrendering to Sadhu. But then, afterwards, he rang me one day before. He said, "Govinda, I can't go." I said, "Why?" He said, "My wife said I can't go. That if I go, I'll be pulled in by Narayanmars." He said, "But you go." I said, "On behalf of ISKCON." He said, "Yes, you go." So then I went, and I remember I was hearing Srila Gurudev speak in one very small room. Now, so many devotees are coming. But then, in Sridham, it was like a flop house. Just small place. Few people crunched in. And I went, and then just hearing words from Srila Gurudev. Then when I went back to my Sankirtan van where I was staying, I was just crying and crying and crying. For the first time after so many months, then I started to feel some separation from my divine spiritual master, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami, by the mercy of Srila Gurudev. By his mercy. Just come in contact with him, then he imbued in me some mood of affection for my spiritual master. So I won't go on because time is short. But I remember then following, traveling with Srila Gurudev. And then finally, Srila Gurudev would always say that, "Yes, I want to give you sannyas." And I would think, no, not me. You may give so many people, but not me. Then finally, Srila Gurudev, he called me in one Navadvip Parikrama. And he called me in to say, "Okay, so I want to give you sannyas." And then I thought, look, I have to reveal my heart to my spiritual master. Then I just opened my mouth and I was going to just reveal just how lusty and how low I was. And there was at that time a room full of ladies just walked in. But I thought, no problem, I must reveal my mind to my spiritual master. And then Gurudev just looked at me and said, okay, no problem. He says, "Your quality is your honesty. You're qualified. You take sannyas." So then, that when the sannyas ceremony took place, we received the mantras. And then the sannyas ceremony, the most miraculous thing happened. Most miraculous thing happened. That I am a person very lusty. Very lusty, honestly, I tell you. But by mercy of Srila Gurudev, lust is going.
Yes.
But at the time of receiving sannyas, all my material desires, they just vanished. They were gone. And I was looking, wait, where are they? What's going on? And it lasted for months. I was like walking, and I said, no. And then at that time, though I have not seen really the form of Srila Gurudev, but at that time, then I experienced what is the potency of Srila Gurudev. So, I'm just praying that I not be a hypocrite or duplicitous person, because Srila Gurudev, not only is he giving me so much mercy, but he's showering all of us with so much mercy. Today is his divine Vyasa Puja Day. And today, devotees were coming, lining up, and offering so many presents, offering foodstuffs. But actually we see that on Vyasa Puja Day, that Krishna is so merciful that he makes this arrangement that through his pure devotee, that he comes and he showers us with presents. And what are those presents? The blessings from Sri Goloka Vrindavan. That there's no... We're apparently giving presents, but no. This is an arrangement of the Lord to give us the most priceless things. So for that, I'm just praying that I can take this with some kind of open heart and render some service to Srila Gurudev. Ventukalpati.
Sriman Bhakti Vedanta Shrauti Maharaj, two words. All are speaking very good. Very good. I'm very happy.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Sharakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Yena Tasmae Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpadarubhyasya Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. First of all, I would like to offer my millions of Dandavat Pranams to the lotus feet of my Shiksha and Sanyas Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and the same in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami. So today on this occasion, Gurudev has asked me to speak exceptionally. So after hearing Bhaktivedanta Ashramaraj, I also reminds me a lot of very nice relate stories with Srila Gurudev. But one thing I would like to say before is that once there was some confusions with Gaur Govinda Maharaj about his relationship with Gurudev. Some people, some devotees thought that Gaur Govinda Maharaj may not allow us to go to Srila Gurudev. So, actually, Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj once, he was asked, why don't you go and preach to Vrindavan, in Vrindavan? So he said, I am not going to preach in Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan, Srila Narayan Maharaj is there. I am here, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj is in Puri, Navadvip, and I am in Puri, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj is in Vrindavan. So I wanted to clarify, because this is very important. So, Gurudev, in many occasions, made me thousands of times, he saved my life. At every moment, actually, he's saving my life. Even this morning, he was doing it. So I remember many occasions when I see the devotions of all his associates. I was traveling with him in many occasions in the beginnings. And I was thinking, oh, they are all serving Gurudev so very nicely. And here I am, not doing anything. How possible? And I was feeling very, very depressed. So, one time in Hawaii, in Oahu, in Vrindavan's place, just a little funny story. We were coming back from taking bath, and I told Gurudev, oh Gurudev, I am not serving you. So, how can I live with this? He said, no, you are serving me. I said, how? He said, look, you know, to go to Vrindavan's house, there is a few steps. Huh? From the beach to the house. So he said, he took my chada and he put it around my neck and under my arms. And he said, now you should pull me up the stairs. So really, I did pull Gurudev through the stairs, and he was not playing. It was really, I had to do it. Then when we got there, he told me, you see how you beautifully served me. And also, Vrindavan is laughing. Also, in Australia, I don't know if I can say all these things, because actually we should say Guru Tattva. Because if you speak about your relationship with Gurudev, it is your own glorification. But it is nice, so. Also, in Australia, before that period also, I was feeling everybody here has a relationship with Gurudev. And I am the only one who doesn't have it. So I went to see Gurudev in the Kutir there at Krishna Vallabha's place. And I said to Gurudev, Gurudev, I don't have a relationship with you. So he said, come on, sit next to me. So I sat next to him. And he extended his right leg and he put it on my shoulder, left shoulder. Then he put his left leg on my right shoulder. And then with his feet behind my head, like this, he went like this, churning. He said, and then he looked at me and said, you see how beautiful we have a relationship. Oh. So, thank in you. Another occasions.
Thank you. Very good.
One last thing. In another occasion in Mathura Gaudiamath, I was just coming and I had spoken to one devotee that I had do some martial arts in my previous life. So he said, maybe Gurudev heard about it. And he said, oh, you should be my bodyguard. So I said, Gurudev, yes, but what will be my service? Because bodyguards means you do nothing, you know. You just hang around and Gurudev is protecting you. So there's not much to do. So I said, what should be my service? He said, oh, you should chant and read. I said, oh, but my brain is not like yours. I cannot chant and read so much. He said, oh, no problem. I will kick out your brain and I will put my brain in your brain. Then he looked at me and he said, oh, you are so big, so strong, but inside there is nothing. But look, I am so skinny, so slim. But inside, I have atom bombs. Hey! Shri Gurudev ki jai! Shri Gurudev ki jai! Go,
and now Sriman Bhaktivedanta Madhava Maharaj will speak to us.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasa Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Avatirnau Sakarunnau Sri Vamana Narayanau Rupanuga Prabharaudau Sri Kesava Priyau Bhaje Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today is auspicious day. Everybody is speaking so nice. So I have not so much realization, nothing, how I can speak. I am thinking how I can get rid from this time. But finally Gurudev dragged me and forced me to speak. So we have to discuss about Guru Tattva, which I have heard from Srila Gurudev's lotus lips. I shall try at my level best to speak something. So Guru means, Gu means darkness, Ru means light. So we are all conditioned soul in darkness. What is this darkness? We have heard yesterday from Sripad Bhaktivedanta Ashram Maharaj. He explained very nicely from Bhajan Rahasya. The Sarubhram, Asatrishna, Hridayadurbalya, Aparad. All these four types of are sixteen types. And moreover, we have heard from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Madhurya Kadambini, Utsamai, Ghanatarala, Buravikalpa, Vishayasangara, Niyamakshama, Tarangarangini. After that, Gurudev told yesterday, Loy, Bikchep, Apratipatti, Kasai, Rasasad. Moreover, they are Ekdeshvartini, Bahudeshvartini, Prayiki, Purnatantiki. All are darkness. And what light Gurudev is giving us? He makes us understand you are in this darkness. You don't know what is light. Gurudev makes us understand our constitutional form is eternal servant of Krishna. We have heard this, but we have no realization. Only by serving Gurudev intimacy, like a soulmate, then we can realize that we are servant of Krishna. What kind of servant? They are serving so many ways, so many devotees, like as a servant, a servitor mood, or as a friendship, or paternal mood, or paramour mood. So only by mercy of Gurudev, we can understand what is relation with us, or with myself, and between Krishna. So Gurudev giving this light. And Gurudev giving more light that which described in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma and prior to that other acharyas, that what is our particular service, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told that Barane Torit Bastara Boli Kamala Manjari Nam Sarebara Batsar Bayasa Satata Sananda Sukhada Dham Korpur Seva Lalitar Gon Radha Jutheshwari Han Mameshwari Nath Srinanda Nanda Namara Pranadhan. By mercy of Gurudev we can realize for ourselves also in one day. This light is Gurudev giving in final stage. So this light Gurudev giving us, so Gu means darkness, Ru means light. He is giving this thing. Unless until not serve Gurudev, surrender Gurudev completely and will not serve him with intimacy. Like Sripad Gopabinda Pal Prabhu told, Vishrambhena Guru Seva. B means Bigata, Srambha means Sankoj Bhav. Have to give up Sankoj mood. Then he is so high, I am so low. Not like this. But no, it will not artificially. Only will come by service. Like Krishna's friend are telling to Krishna, Tumi kon bada lok, tumi ami sam. If Krishna tell, oh, do this, do that, oh, I defeat you, I have to ride on your shoulder. And later on, when Siddham defeated other, they want to also ride on Krishna's shoulder. Krishna, no, I could not carry Krishna. Tell, well, how rich person you are? You and myself equal. So Gurudev gave this light. So have to serve Gurudev with intimacy, then all this light will come. So Guru, the darkness will go, Gurudev give light and darkness will go automatically. So Guru Tattva. And we have heard from Sripad Padmanabha Maharaj and others that Tasmat Gurung Prapadeta Jiggasu Sri Uttamam Sabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmanupa Samasrayam. So who is Sadguru? So Srimad Bhagavat has told his three symptoms. One internal and two external. External symptoms are Sabda Brahmani Nishnata. He must be very expert in all scriptures. If devotee or disciple has any doubt, he can rule out immediate quoting from Shastras. Oh no, I shall tell you tomorrow or I shall send you email. Not like this. Quoting from Shastra immediately remove his doubt. So Sabda Brahmani Nishnata. Or Parabrahmani Nishnata. He must be a realized soul. Like Samanadi told, he is serving divine couple, leaning towards Srimati Radhika 24 hours a day. Another symptom, Brahmani Upasamastayam, must be detached from material thing, material desire. So I am quoting again Samanadi's word, the Sadguru is serving divine couple, leaning towards Srimati Radhika 24 hours a day. Not only this, there's something more inside that. What is that? I think almost all your initiated devotee in Guru Mantra is explained. Guru Devaya Vidmahe Krishna Nandaya Dhimahi. What is doing? It is mentioned in this mantra clearly. Like Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, as an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serving Mahaprabhu, as a Rupa Goswami, and as an associate of divine couple, as a Rupa Manjari, serving divine couple in Golok Vrindavan and in Mahaprabhu Nishatadip, Navadip. Same time serving. So what Gurudev is doing? Krishna Anandaya Dhimahi. Being giving Krishna Ananda means pleasure to Krishna. Who Krishna? Krishna means Krishna Chaitanya. Means Gurudev serving Krishna Chaitanya. And moreover, Krishna plus Anandaya, he is serving Krishna Chandra, Samsundar, Radhakanta. Moreover, Krishna plus Anandaya, he is serving Krishna means Srimati Radhika. He is serving three personalities at a time, not only one person, three personalities at a time. So if someone will come in Gaudiya Sampradaya under guidance of bona fide Gurudev, when they get perfection, their Atma will manifest in two ways. One will go to Shetadip, Navadip, another will go to Golok Vrindavan. Same time is realize or enjoy Udarjaras in Navadip Dham, and same time he will realize Madhurjaras in Golok Vrindavan. So what is Udarja and what is Madhurja? And giving little clarification about this. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in Madhurja Kadambini that when someone got perfection, then Krishna will give him darshan. It's so beautiful. Seeing Krishna's beauty, devotee became faint. Krishna thought, oh, why I take so much beauty? My devotee could not tolerate, he became faint. Then Krishna came, oh my dear devotee, please woke up. Hearing Krishna's sweet voice, devotee woke up again, opened his eyes. First he saw Krishna's saundarja madhurja, now saurasya madhurja. After that, what happened? Again he saw Krishna and became faint. Oh, why am I have so much madhurja, sweetness, if my devotee could not enjoy this, could not release this? Then he touched devotee, he is by soft finger, means it's called saukumarja madhurja. Getting Krishna's sweet, soft touch, he woke up again became faint. Then Krishna put his bodily fragrance in his nostril. Again he woke up, again became faint. So in Krishna's Leela, devotees sing Krishna, Krishna's one after another, Madhurya became faint. But Mahaprabhu is so merciful. What is giving? He giving the capacity to devotee that he can see all the Madhurjas of Krishna at a time, never be faint. It's called Audarja. So Mahaprabhu's Audarja Maya Vigraha. So who wants to have Gurudev with intimacy? He can realize these two things, Audarja and Madhurya, same time, and can serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and divine couple under Gurudev guidance. So I'm giving one something that so everybody tell about Gurudev. If I not tell anything, then everybody may think, oh, how we are serving Gurudev. So master have to tell something. So once Gurudev got operation in 86, 83 prostate gland in Calcutta. After operation next day, the whole team of that nursing home came to visit Gurudev morning before the round. Then I asked them that as before you are admitted 3-4 days here, only sometime one doctor used to visit, why all of you come today? Then they told that during operation, we are 8 are in a team in operation theater room. When operation was going on through TUR system, all of a sudden he chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then we became surprised. Oh, how sense comes so quick? Then how will cat operate him? That anesthesist doctor, he saw another, no sense at all. Operation going on, Gurudev constantly chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So then doctor give that one full floor to us to, for cooking Gurudev to everything, who will come can stay, free of cost. And that operation, little defect, again Gurudev got operation of prostate gland 86 in Jaipur. Same thing happened, operation going on in unconscious condition, chanting Harinam. So now you can understand who Gurudev is. He's not like an ordinary soul like ourselves. Even being unconscious, operation going on, he's chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And when we sleep, we see so many nonsense dream. And what Gurudev is doing? Being unconscious, he's chanting holy name. That means he's serving his master and mistress. Priority his mistress and serving divine couple. So this is the sign that Samrani is told, being with us, he is serving divine couple 24 hours a day. This is the example. Hare Krishna. Bancha kalpataru bhastya kripa sindhu bhaye bacha patitanam pavane bho vaishnave bho namo namaha.
Vrijanath Prabhu, two words.
Agyanati marandasya gyananjana slakaya chaksur unmilitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha vansha kalpatrupya shakripa sindhu evacha patitanam pavanepyo vaishnavepyo namo namaha. Please excuse me, I'm a little emotional. So, on this auspicious day, we are all very happy that we are in the presence of our Gurudev, yeah, observing this most wonderful, transcendental festival of the appearance of Sri Guru in this world. Yeah. This is an extraordinary manifestation. Yeah. We all have some faith that God exists, all of us who are assembled here. We also have faith in hearing about who is God. And we also have heard from our speakers, previous speakers, and we have read many times how we are all part and parcel of God. Jivatma, manifestation of Jiva Shakti, the Tatashta, Jiva, from the marginal energy of Krishna, is a small part and parcel of Krishna. He has the same qualities as Krishna, but in very minute quantity. So we can make a comparison that a person who is in this audience, who is wealthy, he may feel some concern to help others. Yeah. We have some tendency. Someone who's strong, he will have some tendency, some interest to protect others, those who are weaker. Those who are intelligent, who have some qualification, yeah, who are learned, who are doctor, or anyhow a professional person, they have some tendency, some attraction to help others who are in need. This is one of the qualities which is inherent in all jivas, the quality of compassion or mercy. So we can just imagine having faith in God, that that quality, that very quality, is there in God also. How can we detect that? How can we experience that? Only when we come in contact with Sri Guru, then we can see how merciful is God. How kind He is that He has sent that very personality to this world where we are looking how to be happy, enjoying our senses. Krishna is so kind. He sent that very personality to tell us, what are you doing? Don't you know that happiness is not to be found? Yes, we all know that. We all struggle and suffer and become completely frustrated with all the unlimited experiences we have with sense enjoyment. And here that very personality comes and says, please come along with me. Be happy forever. Yeah. How kind is Krishna? Yeah. We can only realize that if we accept Sri Guru in our heart. Yeah. Then we will see how Krishna manifests in the form of Sri Guru. And gradually, as Gurudev is helping us, yeah, inch by inch, to go and make progress in our bhakti, yeah, we become more and more hopeful, and our faith develops. We want to surrender more to Sri Guru. So this is one of the wonderful aspects of Sri Guru. We've also heard from our senior sannyasi speakers, and especially Srimati Shyamarani, all the glories of Sri Guru. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm only a lady. I don't know how to become qualified in spiritual life. But I think tonight all of you have heard, after Shyamarani did his speaking, how it is also possible for anyone to glorify Sri Guru and to be successful and happy always in Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So a little bit, I wanted to touch this. I was actually praying in my heart that Gurudev would allow me to speak a few words. But I didn't think that after all the sannyasis, he would still allow some remnant for me. So I wanted to touch one more point. in this relationship. The qualification of Sri Guru, we have heard tonight. I wanted to say something about the qualification of the disciple. How can we recognize who is our Gurudev? We all want to have nice relationships in our life. And we gather some people around us who we think will give us some happiness. Some of us are married, have children, we have friends, we have societies, and we all feel comfortable to a relative degree in that association. But really, the only happiness, is possible when we are in that association which can provide the need of our Atma, the need of our inner self, the need of our soul. And that is relationship with Guru. And all of us here, and everyone in the world who has a relationship with Srila Gurudev, is very, very fortunate. Yeah. There are many Gurus, but there is only one Gurudev. Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. They warned me, many devotees, before I came to Gurudev, don't go to him. I said, why? He said, he will take everything from you. He will take your heart, your money, everything. Nothing he will leave. Then I thought, well, that's the best thing I can meet in my life. Yeah, someone who can take my heart. Moreover, they were warning me that if you come near to him, you will find out that he is sweeter than the sweetest. Yeah, he is kinder than the most kindest person you've ever known. Yeah, this is a proof that God exists. Yeah, because his pure representative is so kind, so merciful. So the qualification of the disciple, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he made it in a hidden way, or in a, those who wanted to see it, they could discover it. Yeah. What is the qualification of the disciple? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavatir matir kriyatam yati kutopi lapyate tatra lolyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritir na labhyate. This is real Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada says this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the definition of Krishna consciousness. If we have so much eagerness in our heart that we only want to receive that very relationship, that very happiness, transcendental happiness, which is there in the hearts of the eternal associates of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, of the eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Navadvip Dham. Only by having that desire to develop this greed, this interest, this lobe, our Krishna consciousness will be successful. And how to obtain that desire? Gurudev says many times, you may have so many anarthas, no problem. Just like if you see a beautiful lady, those of us who are in male bodies, suppose, you may remember or not, but there was once a very beautiful princess. Her name was Diana. So to have a desire to be married to such a beautiful lady, nobody can stop that, isn't it? You may have that desire within your heart. You may not have any money or other qualification, but the desire, nobody can stop that. Similarly with Krishna, if we have a desire to have a loving relationship with Krishna in the mood of his eternal associates, particularly in the mood of the maidservants of Srimati Radhika, nobody can stop that. There may be so much, 16 types of anarthas we heard yesterday. There are many, many more to discuss. They may all be there in your heart, but if there is that desire, then that is qualification for Krishna consciousness. Then Only what we have to do is to be always in that association of Sri Guru, who can give us the transcendental nourishment which is necessary to develop that desire, to make it thicker and thicker and thicker. And by that desire becoming thicker and thicker, pop, 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 all the anarthas, they have no more, there is no more place for them in our heart. Like Sripad Ashram Maharaj was telling, after he received sannyas mantras, he couldn't even think anymore. He was wondering, where have they all gone? Yeah. So similarly, by being in the association of Sri Guru and having that desire to hear more and more the Harikatha, the powerful Harikatha emanating from his lotus lips, yeah, even in ordinary relationships, yeah, everything which comes from Gurudev, even the atoms emanating from his transcendental body, they purify us and they kick out all the material desires. Therefore, it is most essential to have sadhu sangha. At any cost, we should have sadhu sangha. No matter what it costs, beg, borrow, or steal. Try to have sadhu sangha, yeah, in your life, and you see your life will be successful. So I wanted to share, since they are so qualified, Pujipat Shroti Maharaj and Pujipat Madhav Maharaj, and also Pujipat Ashram Maharaj, they have told so many wonderful things. I wanted to share also a few, at least one, yeah, beautiful thing with all of you. Yeah, there are many, many, because some of you know I have been traveling, having the great fortune to be with Srila Gurudev, traveling always last 10 years, almost every moment of the day. This is another sign of his causeless mercy, to pick up someone like me and offer his association. Gurudev said the first thing when I came to him and asked him for accepting me as his student to help me understand what is pure bhakti. Gurudev said, I want that you should be with me always. He said, any excuse you should find, be with me. So I never forget that instruction. But then I was thinking, what to do? I can be with Srila Gurudev, but if I cannot make him happy, yeah, I'm not a joker or anything, that Gurudev is laughing all the time when he sees me. Yeah, I'm not a cook, I cannot sing, I don't know many shlokas, I cannot speak. I can do some organization, but even that, I thought Gurudev is so happy here in Vrindavan, Mathura, always surrounded by so many happy devotees, and they are serving him day and night. I thought, I cannot take away any of their services. That is not proper. I should look for a service which others are not doing. Yeah, for something which is available, but nobody is perhaps doing that. So mercifully, Krishna inspired me in the heart to anyhow organize some programs to travel around the world and meet so many wonderful devotees, like who are assembled here today, who are so dedicated and sincere in offering their service to Srila Gurudev. By going around the world again and again, we are seeing the real mission of Srila Gurudev. What is he doing? He's collecting flowers everywhere, beautiful flowers, to make a wonderful garland, unending garland, to offer to Srimati Radhika, and she will offer it to Krishna. Yeah? All of you are beautiful flowers. You don't know, maybe. We may think I have so many anarthas, but the potency is right there to become a beautiful blossoming flower, full of fragrance, full of happiness, yeah, which is incomparable, not to be found or discovered anywhere in this world. So this is Gurudev's mission, to collect all of us to be offered to the lotus feet of Sisi Radha and Krishna. So as we were going around the world, starting the first time I wanted to share this with all of you. And you don't have to laugh, but I think you will all be happy to hear this. And after that, I will be happy to finish my presentation. The first time we drove from Mathura to Delhi to go on the airplane, yeah, there was like some Indian Tata car, and a devotee from Delhi has sent a car, Mr. Somnath, very dear devotee, Srila Gurudev. And the car had in the back some room. It was like a sedan, they call it, where you can put luggage in the back. And we were only three, plus the driver. So Gurudev invited me to sit in the back, in the front. And Gurudev and Madhav Maharaj, Sripad Madhav Maharaj, were sitting in the back. And then I was surprised Gurudev should sit anyhow. But then I noticed that after going for some half an hour or so, Gurudev was resting on the lap of Sripad Madhav Maharaj, very happily sleeping. Yeah, he was tired. Yeah. Then after some time, Gurudev woke up, and then he said to both of us, he said, "You know what we are going to do now?" I said, "Gurudev, I don't know." He said, "We're going to do four things." Yeah. And sometimes the devotees ask, we should have a mission statement. Yeah? We should have a mission, a society, and a mission statement. So whenever I mention this to the devotees, these four things, they all feel this is our mission statement. Yeah? So Gurudev said, we will go and do four things. He said, first of all, and this is the qualification of Sri Guru. Yeah? What I'm going to tell now, Gurudev is telling what is the proper behavior if we are in this world. He said we will go everywhere to all the places where Pujyapad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has touched his lotus feet. Yeah? And we will go there and we will take the dust of his lotus feet and smear it upon our head everywhere. Yeah? That was the first thing we're going to do, he said. And then wherever we go, Gurudev said, whoever is there preaching, serving Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, or any Vaishnava who is there, yeah, it may be Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Giridhar Maharaj, whoever is there, yeah, we will glorify them. Yeah. We will glorify all the Vaishnavas. That's the second thing. We should always remember this. We should always respect at any time all Vaishnavas. Yeah. Don't criticize. We have heard this is very bad and it will take away bhakti from the heart. Never criticize anyone. Second thing, to glorify all Vaishnavas wherever we go. Third thing, Gurudev said, wherever we go, I want to help all the devotees who have become weak, who have lost their inspiration. Once they were very enthusiastic, like Gurudev said, at the time of their Guru Maharas, they were brahmacharis, brahmacharinis, serving day and night. Again, we want to revive their enthusiasm to engage in Krishna consciousness full time. Yeah? So the third thing, the mission statement, this is a wonderful activity. If we can absorb ourselves in these activities, we will be happy forever. And we will always have Sadhu Sangha. Krishna will send this association. Yeah. Then the fourth thing Gurudev said, I want to laugh a lot. Yeah. And we know Gurudev, he has such a sense of humor. Yeah. And he said, I know that your Swami Maharaj, he was laughing always so much. And when Gurudev had personal association together with Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, they were having so much fun. And I noticed this, being with Gurudev, there is no greater happiness in this world. Yeah, devotees come, they write letters, they call up, they meet Gurudev, and they have so many problems. Yeah, but Gurudev, he never sees any problems. He only sees happiness. Yeah, why? Because he is day and night absorbed in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Radha and Krishna, his Guru Varga. Yeah? And there is no greater happiness than to be engaged non-stop, without any break, in pure devotional service. The living proof is the pure devotee. The pure devotee is always happy. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhe. Yeah? Nityananda Prabhu is our Guru Tattva, Aganda Guru Tattva, always happy. Gurudev is Abhadut. He, in any condition, he is serving Krishna. Yeah? Radha and Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, any incarnation, Krishna comes, Nityananda Prabhu is right there. Okay, I think, let's just stop now. So we are so lucky to be here today in the personal presence of Srila Gurudev. I want to thank Srila Gurudev for allowing me to say these few words and thank all the audience for hearing. Vancha Kalpa Tarupya Sakripa Senebeva Tyapatitana Pavanepya Vaishnavepya Namo Namaha.
I know there are so many speakers more, very learned, they know more than me. But today, time is over. So next day, they can speak. I will speak few words only. That Guru is he who can give Krishna in the heart of devotees. Really, he is good. If that person thinks that I am Guru, but cannot give Krishna in his heart, he is not Guru. Nowadays, we see that all the Gurus think that disciples are property. But real Guru thinks they are property of Krishna. Never he uses them in his service. Always he thinks them like so. It has been told in Shastra, Bande Krishnam Jagat Gurum. Krishna is Jagat Guru. He has told Gita. He has told Uddhava. Or so many instructions from in 11th canto from 6th to 29th chapter. Everything he has told. But I think real Guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What he did, he told first to Sanatana Goswami, you know, all Sambandha Abhideya and Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojan Tattva, all. In very detail, he told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the exact meaning of Vedanta. He realized also. He told to Srila Rupa Goswami how beautiful instructions. And moreover, Raya Ramananda Sambhad. From beginning to top, he told. From Varnasam Dharma up to Radhar, what? Madanakya mode up to that, he told. Krishna never told all these things to anyone. Has he told Manjari mode, Gopi mode, how to serve like gopis? Never. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed. And if you want to really know the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Oh, Raya Ramananda Sur Sambhat. Now I am doing. And I want that its English translation should come out, also out with that. You are very qualified persons. You can translate it. Very soon, Srimad Brihad Bhagavatamrit, Ujjwal in many, Bhakti Sami Sindhu, Gita Govinda, so many books are coming by the grace of our Guru Parampara, Krishna and Mahaprabhu. So, I want that everywhere. They said, no, the aim of object of our goal, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. And it was established by Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Supadanti. We have read in Vedas, Upanishadas, in so many Puran, the examples of Guru and Shishya. In Vedas we first see Upamanyu and Dhamma Rishi. Upananda went to take Brahma Gyan to his Gurudev, Dhamma Rishi. He told, you should be Brahmachari for 25 years. And he told that you should graze my cows. He began to graze. One day he asked his disciple, Upamanyu, how you maintain your life? He told that when cubs take the milk of their mothers, or remaining some I take. Oh, don't do. Don't do this. But what you should do, he did not know. After so many years, again he called. How you are maintaining your life? And then he told, cows when, what doing? Chewing. Some foam comes. And that I take. Don't do. Go on. Only you should cow herd. Again, after so many years, he came and asked Gurudev, how are you maintaining yourself? There was no means. Oh. Then, one day, he was so much hungry in the time of grazing. He saw that there is no mean. So he took the juice of any grass plant that is called ekavan. Oh, it is like poisonous. White like milk, but very poisonous. And when he took, he became blind. And he fell down in the well. Guru was searching, where is Upamanyu, where is Upamanyu? Oh, he told that I am in well. And then Gurudev took him kindly out and told, all Vedas, Upanishad, Shastra, everything should come in your heart. In a moment it came. This is the mercy of Guru. Also, you know, Aruni, his Gurudev told one day in night, when it was too cold, severe cold, like Holland and England, perhaps Greenland, everything like. And he told that, it is raining, please stop the water in field. And he went, and he tried hard, but water was not stopping. And then he fell flat himself. And he became like breeze, but cold, like senseless. And Gurudev in the morning, knowingly, where you are. Oh Gurudev, I'm here. What doing? I'm lying down here because I cannot stop water without this. And then Gurudev, come on. And he kept his hand and always Shastra Upanishad should come away in your heart. Thus, what? Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru Tasyaite Kathita Hi Artha Prakashante Mahat. All Prakashante. But what? Only Brahma realization, nothing else. Not like that. So, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, inspired in the heart of Rupa Goswami, though they were eternal associate, but in this playing the role of a sadhak, what he did? Not Brahma Gyan, not all these Vedas Gyan, beyond Vedas Gyan. Oh, mode of gopis inspired them. So he is Guru. Especially in his line, Rupa Goswami, we should try to follow. And in his line, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, in their line, I prefer Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur most. Most. He is very nearer to my heart. I follow also him. And in the last Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Saptam Goswami, Gadadhar himself, Gaur Shakti. We should know their glorifications. Without this you cannot you cannot accept them. So we should know all these things. I have heard all this from my Guru. My Guru was Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru both. So I have so much time to hear from them. I used to quarrel with him. If I am not satisfied, I am question. And he never became angry. Very patiently giving to me, oh, later on you will understand something. Tribhika Maharaj went to him to read Vedanta Sutra. Oh, you should read. But for me, when I used to question anything, he used to answer at once. He knew that he is very bhauk. Bhauk, you know?
Emotional.
So, he used to take my care, a special care. When I, Tribhikam Maharaj, and we used to fight together, debating, then Guru Maharaj at once used to take my side. So I remember so all these things. Today time is over. Gaur Premanande. I have told about Shiva Tattva so many times. Shyamarani and her team collected, and they have done like a book. You can see how beautiful Shiva Tattva is there. Wherever what I have told from so many Purans, so many Veda and Upanishad, I have collected all and I have told. if you want to know about Shiva Tattva, as Gopishwar Mahadev, no, what? Vishnu Tattva. Sadashiv. Gopishwar Mahadev. So many Tattva. So you can see this book and you can collect. Krishna Das. Kirtan.
Hare Krishna. Tomorrow will be Annakut Mahotsav. Srila Nanda Gopal Prabhu will announce, and day after tomorrow will be fire sacrifice headed by Sripad Padmanabha Maharaj and Ashram Maharaj in Gurudev Bhajan Kuti. And now tomorrow's program will explain by Sripad Nanda Gopal Prabhu, and fire sacrifice will start there 9 a.m. So whoever taken initiation, they will come there day after tomorrow 9 a.m. And some devotees has requested for initiation. It will be tomorrow 6 a.m. because some are working from 7 o'clock. So they will come 6 a.m. So tomorrow initiation 6 a.m. So whoever desire for initiation, they will be present there 5:45. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Tomorrow?
Yeah, morning, who will eat? And they live fast, and for male have to shave their hairs.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, tomorrow is the Annakut Mahamahotsava festival, and it will begin here. All devotees will leave from here at 10 a.m., and everyone, we're asking if you can make some preparations, bring fruit, flowers, anything you can cook at home, or you can even buy things in the store, different anything you like in New Braj. And if you can do that, please bring those here by 9 a.m., because at 10 o'clock sharp, we're going to leave from here and do Harinam through downtown Hilo and by the market and then go to Godrum Gardens. And there's the Giriraj Govardhan Hill is there, and under Gurudev's direction, we'll have an abhishek and circumambulating and offering all of this bhog to Giriraj Govardhan. And Giriraj Govardhan has a very big appetite, so we like to have as many preparations as possible. So please be here no later than 9 a.m. with your preparations. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Shri Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Hai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Ho Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Shri Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Shri Radha Ramana Hari Govind Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bolo Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Rama, Rama Rama.